Welcome to the February 11th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate with Matt Cook, CASB's Director of Public Policy and Advocacy. The School Board Advocate recordings are available when the School Board Advocate is published, and right now, that is the second and fourth Friday of every month during the session. Please make sure you check out the digital version of the School Board Advocate to access information only available through the links. We hope these recordings help you to move forward in your advocacy efforts. The recordings are available to members on CASB's website under the Advocacy tab. Take it away, Matt.
Great. Thank you, Leslie. The Colorado General Assembly has passed 30 days of their 120-day session, so they are well into the work. And some interesting news this week coming out of the Senate. So Senate President Leroy Garcia is going to resign at the end of February to take a job within the Department of Defense at the Pentagon as part of the Biden administration. President Garcia is a former Marine. Apparently, he's always wanted to do some work at the Pentagon, and now he will have that opportunity. So that kind of set off a bunch of dominoes. Senator Steve Finberg will now be the next president of the Colorado Senate. Dominic Moreno, who some CASB board members may remember, was a former school board member, and he sat on the JBC. He was vice chair this year. He's going to move up to be the new Senate Majority Leader. Senator Rachel Zinzinger, who currently chairs Senate Education, will move over to the JBC. And then, of course, she was probably not likely to continue as chair of Senate Education. And so as a result, we will see what the changes on the committee are. So keep an eye on that. But it was interesting. That is not something that you normally have, a sitting Senate president resigning before the end of the session. So other big thing that CASB members need to be aware of, the budget supplementals are making their way through both chambers. This is money that would be for the current fiscal year. And so I encourage you to check out the bill tracker, look at some of those. There are some interesting things going on in regards to some additional money for students with special education needs, which is always a priority for CASB folks. As we know, oftentimes we are not fully funded to provide the services to those special education students. And as a result, we have to backfill at other places. So that's interesting. That's what's going on. So keep an eye on the supplementals. And then believe it or not, actually, we are only about a month away from the March revenue forecast, and that will really kick off school finance. So the quick pace at the Capitol is about to get a lot quicker. There are some bills moving in regards to PARA, or the Public Employees Retirement Association, and that's always on school board members' minds. There are several bills to allow retirees to come back in some capacity or another to not impact their PARA retirement if they come back to work in a school district. And as I'm sure a lot of CASB members have some sympathy, staff shortages and problems hiring people are an issue across the state. This is an attempt to alleviate some of those, so keep your eye out for the PARA bills. And then just a quick plug for the CASB Winter Legislative Conference. Executive Director of PARA, Ron Baker, will be at the conference to present a breakout session. So this is a great opportunity to hear all about PARA and ask your questions to the Executive Director of the organization. That'll be a great breakout. And you can still register. And Leslie, I believe there were a few rooms left, but they were quickly selling out.
We still have some rooms with the room block pricing. So the hotel's been really nice about giving us an extension on that.
So folks, don't wait. Make sure you get registered for the Winter Legislative Conference. We've had about 25 or more legislators confirm that they will attend the legislators and leaders reception on the evening of that Thursday. So that's always a great opportunity to interface with your elected officials and share your stories and your concerns about what's going on in public education. So don't miss that opportunity. Make sure to get signed up. And then, of course, keep an eye out for the next version of the School Board Advocate.
Well, thanks, Matt. And I want to just plug another session at the Winter Conference. We'll have one on student voice in your advocacy efforts, and students will be running that session. So we continue to involve students in meeting with board members. And this wraps up the February 11th recording of the CASB School Board Advocate. Look for our next recording near the end of the month. And until then, have a great week.